This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use storytelling to make your leadership voice more persuasive without losing credibility. Turn your lived experience into the most persuasive tool you own. In short, a strong leadership voice does not rely on authority or data alone. It relies on stories that make people feel the weight of an idea before they are asked to act on it. Persuasion through storytelling works because people remember experiences, not arguments. Credibility stays intact when your stories are specific, honest, and directly connected to your message. The process is learnable. You do not need to be a natural storyteller. You need a reliable method. Definition: leadership voice storytelling is the deliberate use of structured personal or professional narrative to make a leader's message more persuasive and memorable. It converts abstract ideas into human experience, building the trust and emotional connection that moves people to act. A colleague of mine managed a team of 12 people. She was sharp, prepared, and technically excellent. She walked into a restructuring meeting with 3 slides of data showing why her team's approach was the right one. The room listened politely. Then a senior director told a 2-minute story about a project that nearly collapsed before a last-minute change of direction saved it. The room voted his way. She had the stronger argument. He had the better story. That afternoon, she told me she felt invisible, and I knew exactly what she meant. I had felt that way myself for years before I understood what was actually happening. Leadership voice storytelling is not about entertainment. It is about how the human mind actually processes persuasion. People do not remember slide 4. They remember the moment a leader said, "Here's what I got wrong, and here's what it cost us." That is where trust lives, and that is where real influence begins. Why persuasion through story feels like a risk? Most serious leaders resist storytelling for the same reason it feels like performance. You spent years building credibility on substance. Now someone is telling you to tell a story, and it sounds dangerously close to being theatrical rather than credible. Here is the truth of it. The fear is not irrational. A story told poorly, one that is vague, self-serving, or disconnected from the point, does damage your standing. It wastes the room's time and signals that you are reaching for effect rather than offering substance. The risk is real, but the risk of not learning the skill is larger. When you rely only on logic and data, you're speaking to one part of how people make decisions. You are leaving the rest unaddressed. The leaders who consistently move people to act are not the ones with the best arguments. They are the ones who combine solid thinking with narrative that makes the argument land. Understanding how to build that combination is what this guide is for. What you need in place before you begin. Before you work on any of the steps below, 2 things must be true. First, you need a real message. A story without a clear point is an anecdote. It may be charming, but it will not persuade anyone of anything. Before you construct a story, you must be able to complete the sentence in one clause. I am telling the story, so that the listener understands if you cannot complete it, you are not ready to build the story yet. Work on the message first. Second, you need material. This means you need to have lived enough of your work to have incidents worth drawing on, projects that failed, decisions you regretted, moments where something shifted. If you have been paying attention for more than a few years, you have far more material than you realize. The challenge is not a shortage of stories. It is learning which ones to use and how to shape them. A 6-step process for leadership voice storytelling. Step 1. Choose the right incident, not the most impressive one. Reach back through your experience and look for a moment of friction, not triumph. A decision that backfired. A team that nearly broke apart. A time you were wrong and had to change course. These incidents carry more persuasive weight than success stories because they signal honesty. People trust leaders who have been tested, not leaders who only show victories. The incident you choose must also be directly relevant to the point you are making today. A story about a supply chain failure from 10 years ago is only useful if the lesson connects clearly to what you're asking of the room right now. If the connection is not clear, find a different incident. Step 2. Reduce the story to its spine. Once you have an incident, strip it down to 4 elements: the situation, the decision, the consequence, and the lesson. That is the spine. Every detail you include must serve one of those 4 elements. If it does not serve any of them, cut it. Practice this reduction out loud. Tell the story to yourself, checking every sentence against the spine. Most people discover they spend two-thirds of their time on the situation and rush the lesson.
Reverse that instinct. The situation needs only enough detail to make the decision understandable.
Step 3. Anchor the story in specific sensory detail. Vague stories evaporate. A story that stays with people contains at least one image so specific it creates a picture in the listener's mind. Not we were in a difficult meeting, but I was standing at the whiteboard with a marker I had been holding for 20 minutes, and no one had spoken for the last four of them. That kind of specificity does not need to be embellished. It just needs to be honest and precise. One strong image is enough. You do not need to describe the whole scene. You need one moment the listener can see.
That image becomes the anchor that holds the rest of the story in memory.
Step 4. Script the ending before you tell the beginning. Most leadership stories lose their persuasive force because the leader is not sure how they end until they get there.
This creates a story that trails off rather than lands.
Write your final sentence first, literally.
Put it on paper, for example.
That was the day I stopped treating feedback as a courtesy and started treating it as the work.
That sentence closes a story. It also delivers the message.
When you know exactly where you're going, you can cut everything in the middle but does not point toward that ending.
This is the fastest way to tighten a story that currently runs too long.
If you want to sharpen how your voice lands in every conversation, not just formal presentations, the framework covered in How Leaders Can Use the Strong Method to Build Synergy Through Every Conversation gives you a reliable structure for doing that consistently.
Step 5. Practice the story aloud 3 times before the room. Reading a story silently and telling it to a room are completely different acts.
The sentence that looks clean on paper often stumbles when spoken. Practice aloud, alone, at normal speaking pace.
Time yourself.
Most leadership stories that feel like 3 minutes are actually 5.
Most that feel like 90 seconds are exactly right.
On your third run, record yourself. Play it back once and listen only for pace.
If you are rushing the ending, slow down there.
If the opening takes more than 30 seconds to reach the first real moment of the story, cut it. The room does not need context before the story.
The story provides its own context.
Step 6.
Connect the story to your ask, cleanly and directly.
A story that ends without a clear connection to your message leaves the listener moved, but uncertain what to do next. After the final sentence of your story, pause for 2 full seconds.
Then make your connection explicit. That is why I'm asking us to approach this differently this time.
Or, I am not making that same call again. Here is what I think we do instead.
The connection does not need to be elaborate. It needs to be direct.
Listeners should not have to work to understand why you told that story. Give them the bridge in plain language, then trust them to cross it. This same discipline of connecting message to action shapes the role of communication in meeting success, where the structure of what you say determines whether a room moves or stalls.
Adapting this process for virtual and remote leadership.
A story told over a video call faces a specific set of obstacles.
You cannot read the room in the way you can in person.
Reactions are delayed, expressions are small on a screen, and the silence that follows a strong moment can feel like technical failure rather than emotional resonance. Compensate by slowing your pace slightly, more than feels natural to you.
Virtual listeners process story a little more slowly than live audiences because they are contending with the additional cognitive load of the medium itself.
Pause after your single specific image.
Hold it for a beat longer than you think you need to.
Keep your story shorter on video than you would in person. 90 seconds is your ceiling in most virtual contexts.
Structure the ending to include a direct question or a single clear next step.
Does that change how you're thinking about this?
This pulls the audience back into active engagement and confirms the story landed.
For more on building and maintaining presence across digital channels, see how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces.
A quick note before we continue.
Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them.
The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com.
Now, back to the article.
The 3 mistakes that undermine leadership stories.
Mistake 1.
The story is about how good you are.
Why it happens.
Leaders reach instinctively for stories that demonstrate competence.
It feels safer to tell a story. You won, then won, you lost. What to do instead? Choose a story where you were wrong, uncertain, or caught off guard. These stories build more trust than any victory narrative. The room already knows you are capable. What they want to know is whether you are honest. Mistake 2. The story runs too long and loses its point. Why it happens? Without a scripted ending, the story keeps going until the leader finds a stopping place. This can double the running time and dilute the message. What to do instead? Write the final sentence before you build anything else. Every sentence you add must point toward that ending. If it does not, cut it. Mistake 3. The story is disconnected from the message. Why it happens? The leader has a good story and finds reasons to tell it, even when the connection to the current situation is loose. What to do instead? Before any telling, complete this sentence. I'm telling this story so that the listener understands if the answer is vague or requires two sentences. Find a different story or wait for the right moment. When our stories address real tension honestly, they also create the conditions for better feedback conversations. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth shows how that honesty compounds over time in a team. And when a story lands in a charged room, the skills in how to de-escalate arguments during meetings will help you hold the space when emotions run high. Your pre-story checklist. Use this before any leadership story you plan to tell, whether in a one-on-one, a team meeting, or a company-wide address. Number 1. The message is clear. I can state in one clause what I want my listener to understand after the story. Number 2. The incident is honest. The story contains at least one moment of failure, doubt, or change, not only success. Number 3. The spine is in place. I can describe the situation, decision, consequence, and lesson in under 30 seconds. Number 4. One specific image is present. I have at least one detail vivid enough to produce a picture in the listener's mind. Number 5. The ending is scripted. I have written my final sentence, and I know exactly where the story stops. Number 6. The connection is explicit. I have a sentence ready that links the story to my current ask. Number 7. I have practiced it aloud. I have said the story out loud at least 3 times, and I know how long it runs. Number 8. The length is right. The story runs under 2 minutes when spoken at a natural pace. If any item on this list is incomplete, do not tell the story yet. Prepare it first. A story told without these elements in place is worse than no story at all because it signals improvisation rather than preparation. And preparation is where credibility lies. Strong storytelling also feeds a wider team culture. The principles in how leaders foster a culture of team synergy show how a leader's voice, shaped deliberately, sets the standard for how everyone else communicates. And for leaders still building that voice, how the confidence-competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster explains why practice compounds faster than most people expect. The real work of becoming a persuasive leader. Let me tell you something I have watched happen dozens of times over the years. A leader spends months strengthening their arguments, refining their data, anticipating every counterpoint. They walk into the room with the best case anyone in that building could make. And then a quieter person tells a single honest story about something that went wrong, and the room moves. Data tells people what to think. Story shows them why it matters to feel it. Those are different acts, and both are necessary. You do not have to choose between being credible and being compelling. You build both, together, through practice. The process in this guide is not complicated. It is just demanding. It asks you to do the uncomfortable work of choosing honesty over impression, specificity over polish, preparation over spontaneity. That work is where leadership voice storytelling becomes genuinely persuasive and where it stays credible for as long as you keep doing it. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice storytelling? Leadership voice storytelling is the practice of using structured personal or professional narratives to make your message more persuasive and memorable. It turns abstract ideas into human moments, helping people connect with your reasoning and take action with genuine understanding rather than compliance. How do I start using storytelling in my leadership voice? Start with a single moment of failure or change you witness directly. Ground it in a specific time and place. Describe what happened, what it cost, and what you did differently after. Keep the story under 2 minutes and end with a clear message tied to your current point. Can leadership voice storytelling make you seem less credible? It can, if the story is exaggerated, unfocused, or disconnected from your message. Credibility depends on specificity, honesty, and relevance. A story about a real mistake you made will earn more trust than a polished success narrative. Vulnerability, used deliberately, builds authority rather than undermining it. How long should a leadership story be? Most leadership stories work best at 90 seconds to 2 minutes when spoken aloud. In written communication, aim for 150 to 200 words. Longer stories lose rooms. The goal is to plant a vivid, specific image and connect it to your message before attention drifts away. What makes a leadership story persuasive without being manipulative? A persuasive leadership story is grounded in truth, relevant to the listener's situation, and ends with a clear, honest message. Manipulation relies on distortion or emotional pressure. Persuasion gives people a real reason to move. The difference is whether your story serves their understanding or only your agenda. How does storytelling strengthen leadership voice in remote or virtual settings? In virtual settings, stories carry even more weight because you lack physical presence. A well-told, specific story creates intimacy through a screen. Keep it tighter than you would in person, slow your pace, and pause after the key moment. The silence after a story lands harder on a video call than you expect. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.